find any of them. I believe that's our ring.
I don't, Islam. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, what with promoting the sale of war bonds and stamps and operating the new greeting card department of Lum's publishing company, the old fellas are keeping themselves pretty busy. Lum is out trying to develop some greeting card business, and so, as we look in on the little community today, we find Abner running a Jot 'em Down store alone. Cedric Wehunt is just entering. Listen.
Well, come in, Cedric. Come in.
Howdy, Mr. Abner.
What can I do for you today?
Oh, nothing, I don't think.
Well,
I'm going it anyway.
Well, what's the matter with you?
Oh, I'm mad, I think. I hate and despise that Gomer Bates.
Gomer Bates?
Yes, Mom.
Well, now, what if he went and did to you, Cedric?
Well, I don't think I'll ever speak to him again as long as I live. I just hate and despise him.
Well, tell me, what he's done, Cedric? Must be something awful the way you're talking.
Oh, it is awful.
Well, I wish you'd tell me what it is.
Well, you know, there's going to be a party Saturday night over at the schoolhouse.
Oh, yeah. I heard little Pearl tell Elizabeth about that, a box supper. Yeah.
Well, guess who's carrying Clarabelle to the party? Gomer Bates, that's who.
Oh, I see. Now, don't tell me it's your daddy, Cedric.
You ought to laugh about this, Mr. Abner. This is serious business.
Oh, prattle, prattle.
I couldn't even keep my mind on the pinball machine this morning. Made the worst score I ever made in my whole life.
My doggy, this has affected you if you can't keep your mind on that pinball game.
Eating, despising him.
Well, now, don't go getting your back up over a little thing like this, Cedric.
I believe I hate and despise Clarabelle, too. Because I think she sort of encouraged Gomer to do this.
What do you mean, encouraged him?
Well, she called him up and asked him to take her.
Oh.
Clarabelle's little sister told me that.
Well, I do know. Hey, Doggy, you know what I think, Cedric? I believe that Clarabelle's just doing this to make you jealous. That's about what she's doing.
How do you mean, Mr. Evans?
Well, that's sort of the way women are, Cedric. In a woman figures she ain't getting enough attention and all such as that. Why, she tries to make you jealous so you'll take her to picture shows and buy her presents and stuff like that.
Does Clarabelle want some presents?
Well, I reckon she does. Most every woman usually does.
Oh, I never know that.
Oh, my.
I reckon what kind of a present she wants.
Oh, I don't know. You'll have to find that out from her, Cedric.
Oh, I ain't going to do it. I ain't going to speak to her no more, don't think.
Oh, now, Cedric, now, don't act this away. Dog, if you just buy her a present, I'll bound you she'll change her mind and go with you Saturday night instead of that Gomer Bates.
Yeah, I'd sure like to go to the party, but I ain't going to have nothing to do with Clarabelle, I'll bet you.
Yes, you are too, Cedric. Now, you just do what I tell you. I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll get Lum to print up a nice greeting card to go with the present. He ought to be back pretty soon. He went out this morning to see if he'd get some orders for his greeting card then.
No, I ain't going to do it, Mr. Abner. I ain't sending Clarabelle nothing. Never.
Well, I don't know what you can do out of 10, Cedric. Oh, wait a minute now. There is one other way of handling cases like this. You can make her jealous of you.
Make her jealous?
Yeah.
Me?
Why, sure. I mean, well, just call up some other girl and ask her to go to the party with you, and she sees you there with another girl, that'll make her jealous.
I couldn't do that. I ain't never hardly talked to no other girl, hardly. Leastways, not on the telephone.
Well, I dog it, it's high time you learning how to do it, then, Cedric. Let's see now, what girl around here would be a good one for you? How about that Barton girl, Mildred? Yeah, call her up, Cedric.
Oh, no, Mr. Hedder, I can't do that.
Well, you want to go to the party, don't you?
Yes, Mom, I want to go to that party awful bad.
Well, then, call up Mildred.
I ain't going to do it. I ain't no good in talking on the telephone.
Why, there ain't nothing to it, Cedric. I know this. Wait a minute. I'll ring the phone for you myself, and then you can do the talking after we get her on the phone and tell her what you want.
Gosh, I don't know what to say, Mr. Abner.
Well, all you got to do is just tell her who you are and what you want, and then if she said, hello, Miss Barton, is Mildred there?
Oh, my goodness.
Well, ask her to step to the phone, please, Mom. Somebody wants to talk to her. Yes, Mom, if you please. Here now, Cedric, take a receiver.
How are you going to do it?
Yes, you are. Come on, here. Come on. Now, you stand up there. Now, take that receiver. Now, come on now. Get up closer to the mouthpiece, sir. Start talking.
What am I saying?
Well, start out with saying hello to see if she's there at the phone.
Hello?
Oh, well, go ahead, talk to her.
Is this Mildred? Yeah, it's Mildred, all right.
Well, tell her who's calling, Cedric.
Hello, who's calling?
Tell her that it's you that's calling.
Oh, it's me calling. Yes, Mom, Cedric, we hunt. You guessed me.
Cedric.
Well, just a minute, Mildred. What do I say now, Cedric?
Ask her if she wants to go to the party with you, Cedric.
Oh, can't do that.
Now, you go on. Don't just stand there giggling. Talk to her.
Hello, say, Mildred, goodbye.
Well, for the land's sakes, now what'd you do that for?
I don't know. Just couldn't seem to say nothing.
Oh, my goodness.
My tongue got all tangled up there or something.
The very idea is a big boy like you not being able to talk on a telephone. Now, you call her right back. Go on, pick up the phone there. Call her back. Doggies, I'm going to see that you go through with this.
Well, I'd sure like to go to the party, all right. I'll try it.
Why, sure, that's a thing to do. Go on, call her.
Short's no longer.
Yeah, that's it. And just be calm this time, Cedric, and say what you got to say before you get scared that away.
Hello? Say, would you go with me Saturday night?
That's a time.
Mom? Uh-oh. Just a minute.
Now what?
Hey, Mildred.
Huh?
That's her papa. He wants to know where I want him to go.
Well, tell me, Miss Mildred, you want to talk to. Well, me old man Barton wouldn't want to go to no party with you. All he ever wants to do is to go fishing.
Hello, Mr. Barton. It ain't no party. It's a fishing trip.
No, Cedric, no.
Yes, Mom. Yes, Mom.
Oh, my.
Oh, well, bring him along. All right, Mr. Barton. Goodbye.
Bring who along?
His brother-in-law.
Huh?
Now, look what you got me into, Mr. Abner. Now, I got to go fishing Saturday night, and I want to go to that party.
I never got you into this, Cedric.
You did, didn't
you? I never done no fishing thing. Now, you done this yourself. What are you telling that about a fishing trip, anyway?
Oh, no, I got all mixed up, and then after I said it, it seems like I couldn't take it back, hardly.
Well, now, you just call him right back and tell him it's all a mistake. You don't want to go fishing.
Oh, I don't believe I could do that.
Well, you want to go to the party, don't you?
Yes, Mom, I sure do.
All right, call him up then right now before it's too late.
Yeah. I reckon that's the best thing to do, huh? Try it again.
Why, sure, that's the best thing to do. That's it. It's the only thing to do if you want to go to the party, I'll tell you that.
Hope you won't be mad at me. Hello? Say about this fishing trip. Mom? Uh-oh. Hello, Shorty.
Shorty?
Just a minute, Shorty.
Better not call him.
You must have got the wrong ring, Mr. Abner. I got Shorty Foster this time.
Oh, well, tell him it's a mistake and hang up the phone.
Hello, Shorty. Say, listen, I just talked to Mr. Barton and his brother-in-law about going fishing, but it was, Mom?
That boy, he's behind.
Saturday night.
He was
short
behind,
Mom.
Behind the door when the
Yeah, but listen, Shorty. Well, yeah, I reckon it'll be all right. Yep. All right, Shorty. Bye.
You reckon what will be all right?
Shorty wants to ask a couple of his friends to go along on a fishing trip.
Fine, doggy, Cedric, you're just getting yourself in deeper all the time. Now, what do you keep letting everybody think you're going fishing for?
I don't know. It's silly of me, ain't it?
It sure is.
This seems to work out that way, though. I'm going anyway. This is one time I don't want to go fishing. I want to go to that party.
Well, it's your own fault you don't get to go. Now, you just call them fellas up again and get this straightened out right now, Cedric.
I ain't going to call them.
Don't want to call them on that phone.
I ain't going to do it, Mr. Abner. Every time I get on that phone, the fishing party gets bigger. My car won't hold no more.
Well, you don't have to go on this fishing trip.
Yes, ma, I do. I'm the one's getting it up, looks like.
Well, you can be the one that calls it off, and now you tell him it's that. Well, tell him he's just taking sick with the measles or something. Or, wait a minute. I believe that's our ring.
I don't want the measles. I want to go to that party.
Yeah, keep quiet. Hello, jot him down, Thorne Library. Is Abner Peabody doing the talking? Cool. Yeah, he's here. Just a minute. Just for you, Cedric. I don't know who it is. Sounds like some young feller.
Mm.
Go ahead.
Hello? Yeah, this is Cedric. Oh, hello, Gomer.
Gomer? Well, Gomer Bates.
You would.
Don't start no fight with him over the phone.
Ain't you going to the party Saturday night? Oh. Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, we'd be proud to have you come along, Gomer. Yeah.
All right, Boomer. Goodbye.
For goodness sakes, was that Boomer Bates?
Yes, Mom. He heard about the fishing trip from Shorty Foster, so he called up Clarabelle and told her he couldn't go to the party.
Well, I do know. I doggy, this is working out all right after all, Cedric. Wonderful world.
What's wonderful about it? I want to go to that party, doggone it.
Well, don't you see, Cedric, this is your chance to go. Clarabelle has to go with you now, as long as Gomer ain't taking her.
Yeah, that's right, eh?
Why, sure, just call her up and tell her you're going to take her to the party.
Yeah, that's what I'll just call her up
for. Yeah, sure, I've never seen nothing work out like this in my whole life. Just like a storybook, you know what?
Hello? Hello, is that you, Clarabelle?
I got it fixed.
Well, look here, Cedric. Yeah. Say, Clarabelle, will you go to the party with me Saturday night? Oh. Oh. I see. Oh. All right, Clarabelle. Goodbye.
Now, what's the matter? Won't you go with you?
Well, she can't. She's got to stay home and take care of the youngins.
The youngins? Well, can her mom and papa do that?
No, Mom. They're going fishing with me and Mr. Morton.